With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Married people reveal the reasons why they secretly remove their wedding rings.
All right.
Just think about that. You're some dumbass guy. You buy a big old rock for your chick.
Yeah.
Right? And then she's like, I take it off. Like, this will, wait till you hear the reasons.
Okay.
Well, this one's kind of funny. This girl, she takes her wedding ring off when she has to poop because she's afraid it'll fall down the toilet.
I like that.
Yeah, that's legitimate.
Yeah,
that's
a good for her.
So when she's got to take herself a dookie, she makes sure that the wedding ring is in a safe place because she always has this fear that it's going to go down the toilet.
Or it's going to get poop on it.
Yeah. But who wipes with their left hand?
I don't know.
Not one person. I don't know.
I don't know. Never probably left-handed people, dummy.
I've never thought about it. That's a great question, Daniel.
Yeah, but you're lefty, aren't you? Do you wipe with your right?
I'm not going to tell you. What kind of sick-ass person are you?
Wow. Nobody's ever got that graphic with Bill ever.
Yeah, don't ever do that again or you'll be replaced.
I'm sorry, but
it's a legitimate question.
No.
Damn, dude. Wow. You went there, huh?
Strike one.
Yeah.
You know bowling, right?
You went to poopy town,
strike one.
That's not how bowling works. That's baseball.
That's baseball, yeah. That's just a strike in bowling.
I know. He's too fat to play baseball.
He plays softball.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't. There's no way he plays softball.
I just run co-ed. The first base.
He plays co-ed. So it's like not serious.
He can't run.
No, they called him ma'am. He can play softball.
Yeah.
This person says, my marriage is so bad that when I go to work, I take off my wedding ring so I can hit on girls.
Okay.
This woman, she goes, whenever I cheat...
Yeah.
On my husband, I take off my wedding ring. I think out of respect.
In a way, it's kind of sweet.
That's a nice
out of respect, you dirty ass woman.
Yeah. I mean, at least she, I give her some credit.
Out of respect. Anybody take their wedding ring off? Let me go to Cody. Cody, do you wear a wedding ring?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days.
Geek.
I never take it off, ever. Really? I've never taken it off.
Really?
Yeah. And part of that reason is it's tattooed on me.
Okay. Oh, all right. No. You could have just said that.
Yeah.
So clever.
False advertising.
Let's go to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Yes. Somebody asked who wipes with their left hand. Well, most of the Muslim world do because they don't use toilet paper.
What? We don't even know if that's true. And you're just being a jerk, Mike. I'm not even. Idiot. Dumbass. Yes. Dana, you take your wedding ring off?
Yeah. I take my ring off if I'm not mad at my husband when I cheat. I mean, I leave it on when he's made me mad and I cheat.
Oh.
Like,
what? All right. So when you cheat on your husband... Out of respect for him, you take the wedding ring off if you guys are in a good spot. You're not arguing. But if you guys are arguing, out of disrespect, you leave it on.
Yeah.
That is the nasty-ass, savage thing.
I was faithful for 5 years, and then you hit, like, a rut, you know? I got bored. I began an affair for a year, and I felt bad, and so I'd take my ring off. But... I never told the man I was married, and he didn't know, so, like, it was fine. And then we got into an argument, and I got mad, of course. And I met a man, and we hooked up, and I kept the ring on, and it was a rush. Like, I enjoyed it, and it made it more, like, exciting and taboo, you know?
Really? Really?
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's the...
I just like how she, when she's mad at him, she leaves it on.
I'll leave my ring on. I'll get him.
That's insane.
When I cheat on him?
Yeah.
So why can't you just be faithful? Like, what's your deal? You're, like, broken.
Defective. Okay, so marriage is tough. And sometimes you got to do things to keep it alive. Like,
I don't know, like, communicate. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
You could water it with kisses.
That's not always... like what you need, though. And if he doesn't know about it, it's not that big a deal, right?
Oh, my gosh. You listen to Derek, don't you?
Why?
Because that's what you always say.
Do I?
What they don't know, don't hurt them.
I mean,
but it'll come out though.
That's just a fact, find though. Out. Just FYI,
it's gonna come out. And you gotta have like.
Then they would know, and so then that saying
holds
water.
You have to have a dark soul to do that. Like, be a bad person.
I think you have to have a nice soul to do that. To care that much about somebody's feelings that you don't want them to ever find out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty.
Pretty deceptive.
When you think about it, that's kind of sweet.
It's terrible.
When you want to go through like great lengths to prove that you weren't cheating.
Well, why don't you just.
And to cover it up.
Be faithful.
I mean, look, like, being a married woman is, like, it's challenging. Like, you got to clean. You got to, like,
okay, well, family. If you're single, you got to clean. You don't just get to be a pig. I mean,
well, that's
you're going to have to clean no matter what.
Look, I have friends who take their rings off if their husband's not around. It's easier to talk to men and to flirt.
Okay. Well, how about you just talk to your husband? Why can't you talk to your husband, you wacko?
Wacko?
I mean, look, he doesn't, like, I don't know. I think women like to feel, you know, beautiful and special and appreciated.
Yeah.
And like my
slap some makeup on like every other woman.
That way.
Get some Kylie Jenner stuff. Make yourself. Get some Skims, right? Maybe, you know, get that. Get some almond milk. Feel pretty.
Yeah, but that's not, you know,
eat
what I need all the time.
Man. This is why, you know, I defend,
like,
marriage all the time.
If your husband doesn't make you feel appreciated, then, you're going to cheat.
Oh, no. How about talk to him and go, hey, guess what? I'm not feeling very appreciated. Is there anything we could do to try to correct this situation? Right?
He should know that, though.
Men are stupid. They don't know. They got a lot going on.
Right.
Yeah, men are dumb. They don't pick up all the
signs.
We're
not paying attention.
So just communicate nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And go, honey, you know what I'd really like? Ooh, yeah, what? And then I'd like for you to do this. And then he's going to be super receptive. But if you come at him like, hey, dumbass, you know what I need? It's this. And you don't do it, stupid. Then the guy's not going to, he's going to shut down.
Yeah. So guys are morons.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like this is almost like saved my marriage. Because like, it's a way to relieve stress. And like, I don't have to bother him about it.
Get him
it,
a
you
massage.
Know?
Go for a walk. I mean, a brisk walk is great for stress.
Gross.
Have you thought about that?
That's not the same thing.
Yeah. Nobody likes walking.
How about have sex with your husband? Have you thought about that? I mean, that's
boring.
One of the things. It's one of the things you can
do. I mean, we do sometimes.
Yeah. Well, why are you married? Why don't you just get a divorce?
Benefits. Stimmies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have a family. We have
health.
Kids. Like,
no.
I can't just do that.
No. No, there is no family. Right. When you're out there
going
off, then it's like that's not a family.
Mm.
You have a deception.
You
got
a
scheme. No, you don't have family. You got a scheme. Because you're scheming your man. He's out there. You just think about this. This dumbass dude is out there, right? He's going to his job every day, probably got a lunch pail or something, you know, cool.
And something then, cool.
Right? He goes, you know what I mean? He goes to his job, right? And he's like, you know, super proud that he's working hard for his family. He's providing for his family. He's like, I want to come home to see my family, see the kids. You know, I do this for my wife and my kids. All the while, she's getting drilled and plowed by somebody else.
Right. It happens. This
is
America.
And this guy's like just oblivious.
Yeah.
Feels
and
so
good
bad
for him.
No, bad for him.
Is it? Because when this guy finds out that his wife's just getting blasted, let me tell you, guys don't recover from that.
No, he's going to kill him.
Let me go to Evelyn.
I don't know about that. Calm
What's
down
up?
Over
no,
there.
Like,
yeah, psycho.
Jeez.
Evelyn. Yes, Evelyn, you had a comment.
Yeah, I just think she's trying to find an excuse to get out of her marriage.
Obviously,
leave. She wasn't ready to settle down. So, I mean, just be a woman, grow a pair, and tell your man that you want to end it and move on and do all the hoeing you want to do.
Yes, Dana, you can go out there and you can get fertilized by everybody. You can do whatever you want, but you are in a marriage.
I know that, and I love my husband. I don't love these guys I'm sleeping with. They're just there on the side, you know? They're not the man I love, but, like, I don't want to stress him out. Like, he's not always available, and that's fine. Like, I'm dealing with it on my own, and okay. he doesn't need to be a part of that.
Okay. All right. Evelyn, what do you think of that?
I just think this is hilarious, because if she loves him, why are you cheating on him?
Yeah.
That's so stupid. I
yeah.
mean,
like, I love like, the women cheating on their husband.
It's gross.
I'm sorry, what?
It's gross.
Lots of women cheat on their husbands. Lots of husbands cheat on their wives. Like, it's not that big a deal.
What?
But
seems like a big
that's
ass
when
deal.
You wouldn't do it. Common sense.
It seems like it is a big deal, right, Derek? Wouldn't that be a big deal? It's like a big ass commitment. You're in a contract.
It's not as big of a deal as people act like it is, though.
What's up, Chris? This guy. This guy.
Hey, what's going on?
Evil. Go to Chris.
Yeah, what's going on?
What do you got?
Man, I don't know about this chick. I mean, yeah, she should just get a divorce.
Yes. Yes, that's well thought out, well said. Appreciate that. That was good stuff. Let's go to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Look, I figured it out. I know why this chick is cheating. Okay, she says she has kids, right? She says she's a stay-at-home mom. I doubt she works. So why is she going to leave her husband when he takes care of everything for her and she has to do nothing but open her legs to other men?
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Pretty much, yeah, man. You know, in the end, what would be fair ground is if she told her husband, like, look, I cheat, I enjoy it. You go ahead and cheat, too, if you want.
Yeah, let him get some action, right? Just let him in.
Yeah.
Let him know. Can't you just, Dana, why don't you let him know? Be like, what's up? You, guess what? I'm having a good time.
Because I don't want to, like, I don't know. I don't want to actually upset him. Like, that's a hard topic to bring
okay,
up.
Can he just, okay, would you be mad if he was out there? Maybe there's some hot chick at his work, or maybe there's, you know, some woman that he met online. And he's like, hey, I don't want to leave my wife, but let's hook up. You wouldn't care?
I mean, he probably already does, right?
Okay. Like, let's go to Sky. Yes, Sky.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Wonderful.
So I feel like this is what's wrong with the world is because of women like Dana. You say, oh, I love him, but you're going to cheat? Like, how is that wrong? That's wrong. That is really wrong. What the other lady said, I'm so sorry I didn't catch her name, but she's right. If you don't want to be with him, but you want to go around and, as Billy put it, fertilize yourself with all these other different men.
Yeah, I thought that was clever. You know what I mean? Because yeah. It is kind of like
don't
fertilization.
Do that. This whole world,
you're acting like
it's screwed up. Because
this is big deal.
People like you, it is a big deal. It's supposed to be between you and your husband. You're in a committed relationship. It's on paper.
Yes, it is. And
so
it's filed
you're
with
hurting
the courts.
This guy's feelings. It's terrible. This is why the divorce.
I'm not hurting his feelings. He doesn't know.
Okay, so when he finds out, I really hope your man's listening, because this is ridiculous. You're making me upset. I'm going to have to go, Billy, because I'm fixing to cuss this bitch
okay,
out.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, girls get triggered.
Yeah, they do. Let's go to Rufus. Yes, Rufus, what do you want to say, buddy?
Well, it's one of two things. I mean, it's either fish or cut bait, or, you know, just, I mean, go out there and start getting paid for it. Quit giving it away.
Wow.
Wow. You said wow.